Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking. To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven rules, and tonight he's going to try and make it eight.
Here comes the boom sound.
Hello and howdy. Welcome to another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network as we are fired up here on a Monday. Oh, man, what a wild weekend we have had. I know that you as rodeo and bull riding fans have had a great time as well. It was just unbelievable. Epic is the way I've called it. And, you know, we started off Friday saying that it could turn into just that. And sure enough, come Saturday night, it was. As we were in Tulsa for the PBR Built Four Tough Series Express Classic, as they got the second half of the season underway, just coming back from their break. And, I mean, what a way to do it. I couldn't have pictured it any better. I mean, it was definitely interesting. Now, with that being said, I will tell you that over the course of the last, I don't know, 24, 48, 36, somewhere around there, hours, seen a lot of people posting some different topics on here. A lot of people have a difference of opinions, and that's what we're going to kind of talk about today. Now, we see a lot of posts out there about people voicing their own opinions. We want to hear what you have to say about it. You know, one thing that I've always been a strong believer in is don't just sit back on the burner and armchair quarterback. If you have an opinion, step up to the plate. Don't be afraid to sit back and talk about it. Do it respectably. Do it in a professional manner, and we'll all discuss it as professionals. But I've seen name-calling going on out there. I've seen people bash other people over the situation that occurred in Tulsa. The epic and historical ride that everybody is going to be talking about for a long time coming. I mean, that's just the way it is. But the fact is that J.B. Mooney made a ride that nobody thought could be done. J.B. conquered the beast. He rode Bushwhacker. The judges scored him. Now, you know, I see a lot of people kind of hounding judges saying, well, I would have scored this or I would have scored that. There's no way it was 95 and a quarter points. And I say, hey, I didn't see you at the PBR judging. I mean, you know, they didn't hire you. They hired these judges to put the confidence in them. And I've seen, you know, you can't change those things. And until they make it where, you know, judges are no longer human, you know, it is what it is, and that's rodeo, folks. That's what bull riding is. That's what any event in rodeo is all about. Unless you're competing against a timer, judges have the pen, and they're gonna be the ones that dictate how much money you earn in an event. Now, for me, you know, I've gone back, I've watched the video over and over again. still does not put in perspective what I witnessed firsthand in Tulsa. So I want to hear what you have to say about it. I want to hear your opinions. I want to know what you guys think about it. 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to take your calls. Like I said, all we ask is that you keep it clean and professional out here. We'll even let you remain anonymous. We're not going to call you out, but we do want to know what you have to say about it. We want to know these points of, you know, and where, why you have them. Don't just give us an opinion. Give us a reason behind it. That's what I'm asking here on today's show. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about some other things that are going on. The PRCA has had some great events this weekend. Some of the guys are really getting out there and making some big things happen. I also saw that the PRCA rodeo in Utah, Troy Lil, Barrel Man, actually broke both his ankles up there. Ouch. Man, and I'll tell you, this is a bad time of year to do that. It's not the worst time of year. I guess right before the Cowboy Christmas would probably be really bad. But, you know, apparently he was doing a motorcycle act, came down hard and broke both of his ankles. So I want to wish Troy a speedy recovery. Hopefully we'll see him back in the rodeo arena here real soon. Also got to wish happy birthday to Shorty Gorham and Cord McCoy. Both those guys have the same birthday here today on a Monday. So I want to wish those guys the very best, you know, and certainly a happy birthday. It's great to see Cord McCoy down here in Tulsa this past weekend, and I'm sure we're going to see him in Thackerville. Man, it's just great to have him around the sport still. Love that guy. So much fun and a lot of fun to be around. He actually had some bulls there on Friday night that bucked out and actually did pretty decent. Shorty, of course, you can't say enough about Shorty Gorham. That guy, I mean, he is a bullfighting son of a gun, and he knows how to get it done. So, you know, he may be a year older, but I guarantee that, you know, he's still running around them with the best. So definitely got to wish him a happy birthday. But like I said, folks, you know, we're going to take your calls. We're going to take your comments. Hey, this is an opportunity for you guys to speak up and bring up your points of views, you know. A lot of people see it in the social medias. We've seen it in so many of the Facebook pages and all of that. You know, hey, don't sit back and write your opinions and then walk away. We want to know what you think about it, you know. And we want to know why you feel that way. That's my thing. You know, I say, hey, I will share with you why I feel the way I did. Why do I feel like J.B. Mooney got 95 and a quarter points? Because I feel like he earned it, you know. It's hard to describe unless you were actually there and witnessed it firsthand. You know, for me, being on the arena dirt, if I had a judge's pen, I was clear across the other side of the arena. I was twice as far as those judges, and I still felt Bushwhacker come down and hit the ground. I mean, it was so powerful. It was raw power. And I've seen Brazilians score over 90 points on bulls that were flat jumpers, you know, but straight up in the air and straight down. And you know, I think Bushwhacker threw everything at JB, you know, yeah, he was hanging on the side of him there at the end. I think it's the only thing that hurt him. But up until then, I think those judges already had it. I mean, this guy was going to score big. He was in control when that gate opened. And when he made those jumps off of Bushwhacker, well, I'll tell you, it was epic. So we're going to give you guys an opportunity to voice your opinions. Now's the time to do it. Hey, don't sing it, you know. I mean, bring it. I mean, that's the way I look at it. Don't sit back in an armchair quarterback and then expect everybody else to see your point of view. We want to understand why you feel the way you do. So feel free to give us a call. We also have our Twitter page open. You guys can come over and send us some messages there. At Making Apes. So don't hesitate to follow along and shoot us a message there if you feel like, well, I can't call because I would probably embarrass myself, which is a good chance of that happening. Just my thoughts on it. So feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. We're going to take a break, folks, and when we come back, we'll talk about the rodeo action that happened this weekend, so stay tuned.
Hey, this is Casey Donahue, and you are listening to the Making Eight Rodeo Network, your home for complete rodeo coverage.
Extreme Sports Medics, for the most in medical standbys. Extreme Sports Medics has it all. With offices in Kansas, Missouri, Ohio, Oklahoma City, and Texas, and can be licensed in any state. Contact Extreme Sports Medics for your next event. Whether it's a race or sporting event, company picnic or party, Special Olympics or Relay for Life event. One call does it all. Also providing certified medical bullfighters and specialty acts for your next rodeo. Extreme Sports Medics is proud to provide medical standby for International Finals Rodeo and the 2012 ACRA Medical Team of the Year. Also an official dealer for Two Bulls Sports Rub. ExtremeSportsMedics.com.
Partner, you know what time it is.
Are you crazy?
Let him out, boys.
The Making Eight Rodeo Network is live, and I have got to tell you, to be down here with good friends and have the support that we've had down here was just amazing.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making Eight Rodeo Network right here on KWBY, 107.9 FM and 98.5 FM. Live reports from rodeos all over the country, rodeo wrap-ups, and interviews with the top cowboys and cowgirls in the sport. Check out MakingEightRodeo.com for videos and links, as well as KWBYRadio.com, as we have teamed up to bring you the best in music and rodeo. Your source for rodeo news just got bigger. Making Eight Rodeo Network and KWBY. Only on Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
I love watching you together.
Hey, Stephenville, Texas. This is Scott Masick with the Making Eight Rodeo Network. And when I'm out on the rodeo trail, the only station I tune into is KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM. It's Cowboy Capital, Cowboy Radio.
Humps and Horns Bull Riding Magazine, the world's largest bull riding publication, is now featuring barebacks and saddle broncs, as well as tons of information and articles on the extreme sport of bull riding. From the PBR to the MBR, and all occasions in between, Humps and Horns covers it all. Subscribe today for the low price of just $35, and receive a new issue in your mailbox every month for a year. Visit us at humpsandhorns.com, or call 866-464-6397 to get your subscription started today. Remember, if you like bull riding, you'll love Humps and Horns.
I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone.
policy I make my own. And I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm fired to the bone. Fired to the bone.
Thanks for listening in to KWBY, live from the Rodeo Cowboy Capital of the World.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making 8 Rodeo Network as we are broadcasting live worldwide on the internet as well as KWBY 98.5 and 107.9 FM in Stephenville, Texas. So, folks, like I said, we put it out there for you. I challenge you. I think that, hey, if you're going to be strong enough to voice your opinion on the social media group, why not give us a call and talk about it here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show? I mean, you know, it's all about trying to bring your opinions to life. I mean, some of you may have some really valid points on this, and we want to hear them. So feel free to give us a call, 646-915-9940. In the meantime, we're going to continue to talk about some other things that are going on. We got some folks that have posted some great Twitter questions here earlier this morning. We're going to talk about some of those things, as well as we're going to go ahead and let you take a listen to what J.B. Mooney had to say with us after the event here Saturday night in Tulsa. So here you go. Well, I thought we would. Apparently, we're having some issues. All right, hang tight, folks. We're working through it. You know, it's Monday. Good Lord. It happens just about every Monday. We're always running into situations, but that's all right. We just roll right on through it because that's what we do here on the Making 8 Rodeo Network. Now, let's see if we can get this interview with JB back running. Well, you know, it is what it is. One of those days, folks. Hang tight. We'll get it on the air, I promise you. But in the meantime, one of the questions that actually came in, which I thought was a really good question, was from a friend of ours on Twitter. It says, if a stock contractor is lucky enough to own a bull like Bushwhacker, how much money can he expect to make over the time for him? Man, wow. You know, that... I think a lot of it has to do with how well he promotes and markets his animal. A lot of guys don't like to promote themselves. A lot of them are kind of old school. But you take a look at Bushwhacker, Little Yellow Jacket, and, of course, the legendary Bodacious. I can tell you that some stock contractors would like to – think that, let me go back and rephrase that. I think some stock contractors have made some bad decisions in who they partner up with in investing. But I think that a guy that owns Bushwhacker, especially this day and age with all of the marketing that is available to them, I truly believe that they can make some serious money off of a bull like Bushwhacker in so many different ways, whether it be through movies or whether it be through your T-shirts and you know, your apparel, you know, or whether it be through your breeding. And, you know, Bushwhacker, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think Bushwhacker is going to be around that many more years. I just don't think he's going to be utilized. I think he's going to be set out and he's going to be put to pasture. And I think that as a stock contractor, he's going to invest in his animal wisely and make that decision. Now, I haven't heard anything official yet, but I'm just thinking that, you know, Bushwhacker may take his title and run. If not, I think that Bushwhacker probably had one more year in it. And then I think that he's going to be put out for breeding so they can use those genetics and, you know, create some of the strongest bulls that are out there. So there is a lot of money to be made. I mean, that's just my opinion on it. I really think that if you market an animal like that, you know, that you're going to do very well. And I would say that these stock contractors are going to be well taken care of. I mean, like I said, Bodacious was obviously probably the most famous bull alive. And I still think to this day he is. Not as much for his athleticism as much as it was just being feared by cowboys. I mean, that just doesn't happen, folks. Cowboys are not afraid of bulls, but they were of that bull. And I think that really set a precedent. Now, the reason why was because his sheer strength and bucking power that he had. Bushwhacker, 0-42 on the Built Four Tough Series, you know, until this weekend. That says a lot about him. Little Yellow Jacket, you know, one of my favorite bulls of all times. That bull had a personality all of his own. I've never seen an animal like that. You know, when he bucked the cowboy off, he just stopped. He'd do a 360 in the arena, look at the crowd, and then walk right off. Like, my job's done, you know. That, to me, that's talent right there, you know. And that's a bull that loves doing what he does. So, anyways, that's just my opinion on it. So I appreciate the question coming in and certainly, you know, hope that we can get some more in there. Like I said, our Twitter is always open, so feel free to give us a call. We'll be happy to take questions and or your comments about some of the things that are happening out there. So feel free to give us a call. Phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. Make sure to push 1 on your phone so we know you want to talk with us. And, hey, we'll get down to the bottom of these things. Now, let's see if we can go back and take a listen to J.B. Mooney's interview that he did with us after the Built Ford Tough here in Tulsa.
All right, JB, this has been an epic night here in Tulsa, man. I know everybody's really excited to get a hold of you. Talk to us about that ride right there.
That's a highlight of my career right there. You know, that bull sold me off so many times before. I've tried my guts out, and he slammed me every time, got the best of me. And, you know, I don't – like they said, I was a little better than him today. I don't believe that way. I think I just got lucky today.
Well, you know, the funny thing is you talk about this one being the highlight of your career, but – you've taken on the best. I mean, if there was any bull out there that they said couldn't be rode, JB, you're the first one to do it. You took on Bones, you took on Asteroid, and now you conquered Bushwhacker. And that's got to be just an amazing feeling, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's what I live for, is getting on those ranked bulls like that. And, you know, sometimes people said it wasn't smart picking like that, but that's just how I am. I get way more pumped up getting on a Bushwhacker or Asteroid, bulls like that, than I do if I'm going to get on a bull that's 84 points. And, you know, the way I always tell people, who remembers 85-point bull rides? And I look at it as, if you're going to be the best bull rider in the world, you got to ride the best bulls to do it.
Well, you're absolutely right, and you've shown that here in Tulsa, coming back off the summer break. You said you wish you had a little bit more time. I think that's past now, right?
Yeah, I feel good. I'm ready for the rest of this year.
So bring on Nashville, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready. I could go there right now and get on some more bulls. I'm ready to go.
Well, there you go, man. Well, listen, congratulations for winning here in Tulsa, and we look forward to seeing what you can do next week in Nashville.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, guys, there's J.B. Mooney, as he had the chance to catch up with us after him winning the event here in Tulsa. And, you know, like I said, you're not going to take anything away from that guy, and you shouldn't. I mean, JB earned every bit of that. Whether you may have felt like the judges gave him those extra points or whatnot, the bottom line is, regardless, they could have awarded him a 73 point, and he was still going to win the event. He's the only cowboy to cover in the short round. I mean, so let's face it, you know, and everybody can say, well, what if Brendan made his ride? Unfortunately, Brendan didn't, and I'm not going to take anything away from Brendan Clark. He had one of the best weekends I've seen him have all year as well. He started things off, and I mean, he was strong, and he knows how to get it done. And I really respect Brendan Clark, and man, I really enjoy that guy. Love being around him. Love his energy that he has, and look forward to seeing what he can do as well the rest of the season. But yeah, we got to face it, folks. I mean, J.B. Mooney did the unthinkable. And, judges are, I would never want to be in a judge's shoes. I can guarantee that. They're set. They've got guidelines they're supposed to follow. But you cannot help but make a decision based on your emotions as well. Like I said, I was clear across the other side of that arena on the floor when I heard that bull, when I felt that bull hit, the energy. I mean, it was like everything else around. The crowd was on their feet cheering, and it still felt like it was so quiet. You could just see their pure athleticism in that bull. It was almost like it was slow motion, like everything else around. And I wasn't even on the back of him. So I felt that, So to be between where I was and where JB was as a judge to sit there, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm sure they felt the same thing. 95 and a quarter points is what will be in the books. And whether you feel it's right or wrong, it is what it is. And, unless you were a judge that was hired by the professional bull riders to come down there, I say, hey, that's the way the score was given. We're not going to change it. There's no sense in trying to take away the thunder that was given to JB Mooney for making that accomplishment. That's just my opinion on it, folks. But, hey, we'll be happy to hear yours, too. 646-915-9940. We'll take your calls. But just understand that that's, and these are just my opinions, folks. So don't think that just because you come on, I'm going to defend my opinions just like you're going to defend yours. And like we've seen over for the last 24, 48 hours in the social media, everybody is trying to voice their opinions on it. I think there's a lot more to it, though. Like I said, it's just my opinion. But I think that JB did one heck of a job, and that's actually why we had to throw out a little bad of the bone earlier this morning. Hey, because JB is bad. There's no question. That guy has taken on more challenges in his career. And, he still has a ways to go. I think that, I'm waiting on the day that we can see, and it could very well be this year. JB is working himself up. He's got himself a huge amount of potential, especially with the energy that come off of this event here in Tulsa going into Nashville. We'll have to see how it plays out. But I can tell you right now, JB is taking on the best. He took on Bones and rode him. He took on Asteroid and rode him. It's just an unbelievable feat what that guy has done. And, JB is known for going down. Now, has he cost himself potentially winning a world championship early on in his career? Quite possibly. But that's JB Mooney. That's just the way he is. He's the type of guy that says, I'm gonna be remembered. You will remember my name. Because every time now that Bushwhacker is brought up, the first guy to ever ride him was JB Mooney. I don't know. That's a way to go out, Nobody's gonna remember the fact. Even if Brendan Clark rode his bull and JB would have only scored 89 points. Let's just talk hypothetically. What if that happened? Well, still not going to take away from the fact most people would not remember that Brendan Clark won Tulsa 5 years from now if that had happened, but they would have remembered JB riding Bushwhacker. So we got a caller on the line, folks. I think this is the guy we've been trying to catch up with for some time. Hello, you're on the Let's Y'all Rodeo Show.
Hey, how's it going there? This is Jory Marcus.
Well, Mr. Excitement, Jory Marcus, what's happening, my friend?
Oh, I'm just cruising down the road in Georgia right now.
You're in Georgia?
Yeah, I left town with Sean Willingham. We're going to go having some fun time on the lake, do a little wakeboarding and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, I had a feeling as soon as you mentioned Sean Willingham that you would be out there on the water with him, man. Sounds like a good time, my friend. Well, hey, I can't take away from you, Jory. You had a great weekend this weekend, man. It was great watching you come back, and I know third place isn't first, but, man, that was still a pretty good weekend for you.
No, it is. It's been a pretty successful summer, nonetheless. But how about old JB riding Bushwhacker there? Man, I was coming and gunning for him. I knew he was about to get rowdy. It was just a matter of time. But he kept it together and got it done. I thought that was pretty stellar.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Now, I got a question for you, Jory. I'm sure everybody, every bull rider was up there on the bucking sheets watching that ride. We seen it in all the pictures. But why didn't the hats come out in the arena, man? I was waiting on everybody to throw their hat out there.
Oh, you know, I mean, we all wanted to, nonetheless. I mean, if Bushwhacker would have turned back, you know, I mean, he didn't turn back at all. He looked a little bit lost out there trying to find some hard dirt, you know, so we could finally hit his corner and come with it. But, I mean, above all, Bushwhacker was a 22.5-point bull on that trip, you know. I mean, nonetheless, he hadn't been rode for 57, you know, tries. But, I mean, I think that might have part of a reason why.
Right.
You just wait till someone gets on Bushwhacker next time. You know, I bet he brings it and comes around. It's going to be a complete different trip.
You bet. Well, let me ask you something, Jory. Bushwhacker's supposed to be in Nashville. Now, you've been riding real well. Let's say the opportunity comes up. You want to get on it next?
Oh, yeah. I've tried to get on Bushwhacker every opportunity. I live probably 5 miles away from the bulls. So when I go over to Kent's place and get on practice bulls, I always sit right there by his pen. And, I mean, he's just a good bull. He's got a lot of up and down to him. And when he comes around, he really means it. So, I mean, I'm coming here to be the most points I possibly can. So that's the bull I'm gunning for.
That's right, man. Well, that is awesome, and I know that you have been waiting for your opportunity to get on him, and I can tell you that as a fan of yours, man, I can't wait to watch it happen, because I think that if there's anybody else outside of JB Mooney that can take him, I think you're one of the guys up there, man.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. I'd say I agree with you. I mean, he's just a bull. I mean, there ain't a bull that can't be rode and a cowboy that can't be thrown, so... We're just going to have to keep after him.
No doubt, man. Well, hey, is Willingham with you?
Yeah, I actually got him sitting here next to me.
Hey, make sure
you
tell
him
that put him on the line. Let's not let Sean Willingham. Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Sean, what's happening, my friend?
Not much. How's it going?
Oh, it's going all right. So you guys are... taking a breather before you hit Nashville this weekend. Going to go hit the water a little bit?
Yeah, we're going to going up Nashville a little early. Our buddies say, well, Brent and Knox, they always, Knox is kind of from around there, and we always try to put together a little trip for the guys to come wakeboarding and hang out, you know, just have some fun while we're in Nashville every year. And it's just an annual meeting for all of us to get together and have the chance to wakeboard together. It's not the only time of year that we get to do it.
Right on, man.
So,
right on.
Well, so it's going to be fun. We got the houseboat we're staying on, all kinds of cool stuff, wakeboarding and surfing all week.
Well, okay, so for our listeners that are out there, they're going to have to find you on the water this week, huh?
They're going to have to at least Tuesday till Friday, and then Friday I'll be out in Nashville doing media and PR work for the bull ride all weekend. So I'll be in and out of Nashville, you know, all week long. So I'm sure if you can't catch our faces this week in Nashville, that you ain't been out of the house.
That's for sure. Well, listen, Sean, I know that you rodeoed real hard this summer, man, and we had an opportunity to catch up with you here in Tulsa on Friday night. But now Tulsa is done, going into Nashville this week. How are you feeling?
I mean, I feel good. You know, everything's healthy. I mean, I feel good and just ready to keep going throughout the rest of the year. And you know, this is my favorite time of the year, end of the year, summertime, end of summer run. You know, we've got to get on a lot of bulls all summer long just to prepare ourselves for the last few events. And so, we're ready to finish it off and finish the year strong.
You bet, man. Well, we look forward to watching that happen all the rest of this season as well. But, man, I appreciate you enjoy taking the time out here, giving us a call. And, man, you guys go enjoy yourself on the water, man. And we look forward to seeing you in Nashville here on Friday.
All right, that'll work. We'll be there.
You bet, buddy.
All right, thanks for having me.
Okay. All right, guys. Hey, that was two of the best right there. Had themselves some great, great weekend here this weekend in Tulsa. And they're not done yet. I mean, this season, you know, the second half of the season is still strong. And Jory Marcus, Sean Willingham are two guys that can certainly get themselves in contention. Both of them have been running really hard this summer. And, I think it's going to pay off for both of those guys. I think that they didn't spend the time out there as much as they wanted to back home. They spent it out there on the road, getting on bulls, and PBR caliber bulls, some of the best in the business. So I tip my hat to both of them. Look forward to seeing them there in Nashville. And, of course, in 2 weeks, they'll be back here in Thackerville, Oklahoma, which is where we will be as well. So look forward to catching up with those guys. But, man, I'll tell you what, if I was in that Nashville area, I'd be looking to go get on the water and go hang out with those guys. You can bet that they're having a good time out there as they get ready for the PBR to invade Nashville this weekend. So, man, great opportunity. Great time here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. What a way to kick off our Monday, you know? And with that, I guess the most appropriate thing to do would be when we take our break here, which is right about now, I think we'll throw a little Luke Kaufman out there for all of our bull riding friends. Let's crank it up here on a Monday. Hey, it is the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Howdy, folks. Scott here with the Making Eight Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to MakingEightRodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at MakingEightRodeo.com. Get a grip.
Hey, this is Sam Riggs of Sam Riggs and the Night People, and you're listening to the Making Eight Rodeo Network.
Rodeo Safety One, manufacturing some of the best equipment for making yourself or your rodeo event the safest it can be. With bucking chute crash pads made with the toughest foam inserts from BFCI, the makers of NASCAR safety equipment. Box pads with 1.5 high density foam protection, great for marketing and advertisements during your events. Also selling the best in rodeo equipment. From bull ropes, gloves, and spurs, to ride right safety vests and the hottest products right now. Your rodeo logbook, great for when the IRS comes knocking on your door. Don't accept the liability. Protect the animals and cowboys at your next rodeo. For more information or packages, visit RodeoSafetyOne.com and find them on Facebook.
Black.
the best that there's ever been.
Sleep in my truck and I drive through the rain, getting down hard at Waukee.
Catch all the rodeo action with Scott Masick and Makin' 8 Rodeo Network. The best in Texas red dirt and southern rock music and everything rodeo. We've got you covered. Two words. Cowboy up. KWBY.
Hi, this is Jay Presti with Blue Collar Ventures on NBC Sports. And you're listening to Scott Masick with the Makin' 8 Rodeo Network.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with the Makin' 8 Rodeo Network. Just had a chance to catch up with Mr. Excitement, Jory Marcus, and Sean Willingham. Oh, man, I'll tell you, what a way to start off the week. Those guys are out in Georgia heading up to Nashville where they will be this Friday and Saturday. And I'll tell you what, Bushwhacker is going to be there. And I know firsthand, I talked with Jory Marcus after the event. He said, you know, I mean, JB wanted that bull. He was hungry for him. I can bet you that if Jory Marcus has a chance, he wants seconds. He wants to go back and get Bushwhacker. And you know what? I think he wants to prove that he can also compete. You know, that's the way Jory is. And man, I'll tell you what, give that guy a lot of credit, too. I mean, he will pick the right ones and ride them. We talked with him over the summer, ran into him at a few different events over the summer, Decatur and Paris, and man, I'm telling you, that guy, he knows how to ride him, and I'll bet anything that if there's another guy that can do it, Jory Marcus is it. And you know, hey, I don't want to count out Sean Willingham either. Sean Willingham can ride some rank bulls, and he is looking really good right now. Made a statement this weekend that, you know, he can still get out there and get things done as well. So, man, I'm telling you, I'm just excited for the second half of the season, folks. I hope you guys are too. If you guys are not following along with PBR, you need to go check them out, pbrnow.com. And they got the live event center page. You guys can watch all the action live. CBS Sports Network's broadcasting it. Man, I'm telling you, don't miss out on the chance to see what's happening there with these professional bull riders. And they are truly that, man. They are making some big things happen. So, anyways, great, great Monday, man. I'm so glad that we had an opportunity to catch up with those guys and talk with them a little bit more. And, hey, man, that's what it's all about right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. You just never know who is listening and who wants to call in. And I thought it was great that Jory, you know, tipped his hat to J.B. Mooney. I mean, that's what it's about right there. Those guys, I mean, they support each other just as much. And, you know, one of the guys, I saw Brendan Clark walk over to JB and say, hey, man, you made it tough. I'd had to have 94 points. And, you know, that was a big reason why Brendan Clark did not make the 8-second whistle, because he had to spur him in order to get those extra points that he knew he needed in order to make himself, you know, to put himself in contention to win that event, which is what he was looking to do. And that's, I mean, hey, that's what these guys are out there to do. I mean, they want to win. And, you know, we saw an epic event with JB. Brendan Clark followed him up. You know, what else can you do at that point? You got to come out there and you got to try to spur him for 94 points. You know, you're going to take your chances. Second place finish is not bad considering the circumstances and what Brendan Clark had to go through as well. But you got to tip your hat to Jory Marcus and really all of those guys. Man, I saw Casey Hayes come up, and, I mean, he gave JB a huge hug, told him how proud he was of him, you know, and that's just the camaraderie that bull riders have. I mean, these guys travel up and down the roads together. They go out wakeboarding during the week and hang out, you know. Hey, they're family, and that's what it's all about, folks. You got to love the rodeo life, a lot of people have, over the time of the, you know, these past few years, have separated bull riding and rodeo, but it's still rodeo, folks. I mean, it's the family, it's the camaraderie, it's what we live for. It's winning at these events, and bull riding is no different. So anyways, there's my two cents. And, man, we have had, you know, just a great time. Surprisingly enough, though, I did not get one call or somebody calling in to really voice their opinion outside of two professional bull riders like Sean Willingham and Jory Marcus. You know, I mean, we've been talking about it, but seeing a lot of the social media stuff blow up. But if you're going to comment on something, hey, why not speak up and actually say your voice? That's the problem, in my opinion, with what's wrong with America today, you know? Everybody wants to sit back and they'll type things, you know, but when it comes time to actually speaking up and making a stand, not so brave to sit out there and do it. I don't know about that, folks. I think some things need to change, and that's why we've given you the opportunity to get on the phone and give us a call and tell us what you think about it, you know? We did have some great calls and people voicing their opinions on the situation that occurred with the rodeo clown out in Missouri last week, you know? And, hey, you know what? That guy, one way or another, is getting a lot of support for starters. I think that a lot of things were handled inappropriately. I think a lot of people had knee-jerk reactions to that. People panicked. You know, because they're afraid of what the society we live in now has to say about us. You know what? I say, I don't care. You know, I mean, we are who we are here. And, you know, it's not like that was the first time that act has ever been done. So, you know, but we had some great comments and we had some great people share their thoughts about that. And I appreciate that. I mean, that's what it's all about, folks, is people making a stand and voicing their opinions on those things. So, anyways, want to let you guys know as well, Hunks and Horns, now they were here in Tulsa with us. We had a fantastic time hanging out with them. They have made some last-minute adjustments to make this thing happen, and they have been working some serious overtime hours, folks, to get it done. But these guys here really impressed me. Their cover edition is going to have JB and Bushwhacker on it. They're going to have some great storylines. Andy Gregory did some great photo work here at the event in PBR, the Express Classic here in Tulsa. And, man, I look forward to seeing that edition. They also have their free e-edition. So you guys make sure to get over there to Humps and Horns. That's H-U-M-P-S. In, like November, horns.com. Sign up today. If you guys want to subscribe, make sure you get those subscriptions in, folks. It is a great, great magazine. They have some of the best articles covering some of the best topics in the sport. We get a lot of our ideas to talk about right here from Humps and Horns because they are so knowledgeable in what they do. And we are glad to be able to say that, hey, we're glad to know Humps and Horns. We're just glad to be a part of them. And, shoot, you know, I mean, it's our pleasure to sit back with such good people like Jamie and Keno there. I mean, we really enjoy spending some time with them, and they are great people. If you guys have not seen their editions, especially these new editions that have come out recently, make sure to go over there and subscribe to Humps and Horns. You guys are missing out if you're not subscribing to them. So, anyways, we are winding things down here, folks. You know, like always here on our show, we always like to leave you with a little cowboy logic, something to carry with you for the day, something to think about. And, you know, today would be no different. So here you go with a little bit of cowboy logic. No one ever notices how you ride until you fall off. You know, I think that a lot of that actually even applies to what JB did this weekend. You know, we've seen that guy buck off Bushwhacker along with how many other people, how many times. And now that he's actually covered him, everybody wants to critique it. Everybody has their opinions about it. Well, you know, it is what it is. And I know JB's not going to take that. I mean, he's going to keep rolling with it. You cannot take something like that away from a guy like J.B. Mooney. And like I said, for me, what impressed me the most was not how he handled himself in the arena on the back of Bushwhacker, but what he did afterwards, folks. How I saw him get mugged by so many people from every local news agency in Tulsa, magazine that was there. I mean, you name it, and they were there to talk with J.B. Mooney about that ride. And he walked over, he kissed his wife, handed her his buckle, you know, and went down the road. And when we left that event, we left that arena, he was still signing autographs for all those fans. That's a class act, my friend. That is what these guys represent. You can't take something like that away from a guy like J.B. Mooney. Just my opinion, folks. But, I know that everybody has their own opinions. Glad that we were able to share ours with you. Hopefully you enjoyed it and we made enough sense out of it. But definitely want to thank Jory Marcus, Sean Willingham for calling into the show today and giving us a little bit of insight about how things are looking here for the second half of the season. Man, I'm telling you, you got to get over and keep up. Stay tuned as to what's going on because it's going to get Western, folks. These guys are making a push. They want to be crowned that world champion. There at the PBR World Finals in Las Vegas coming up in October. So I know that we are working on getting our tickets for that event. You're not going to want to miss it. There's going to be another event that we're already kind of planning on being an epic one. So make sure you guys stay tuned. It's going to be wild, and I look forward to seeing what's going to happen. But I really look forward to seeing what's going to happen this week as Bushwhacker is going to be back out in Nashville. Boy, I'll tell you, I don't know. You know? JB said he would hate to be the guy to have to come behind him and ride him. But I think there was already a challenge set. Jory Marcus is ready. I think Jory Marcus wants a piece of him. And I think Jory Marcus gets the job done. So, hey, you know, I would love to see it. I can't wait for PBR Nashville to hit us this Friday. You guys make sure to stay tuned. Until tomorrow, rodeo fans, we'll be back on air at 11 o'clock Central Time. You know what? The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. That's rodeo, my friends, so make sure to stay tuned. We'll see you tomorrow.
Wild horses and honky-tonking bars drive the man to chase gold buckles and guitars. I don't do it for the money. I can't blame the fame. It's been a long, hard ride, still I saddle up just the same. I'm rolling right along, sky above is blue. I got the winter rolled down and I'm listening to Chris LeDoux. Half a can of caffeine running through my veins. Riding rain or shine and I'm never pulling back the reins. Now you may not see me on your TV, I'm seldom heard on your radio, but if you're looking, you might just find me somewhere between the road and the rodeo.